I wonder if you could tell the jury how you were selected and how the other children with whom you shared the institution were selected for being there.
In this home, there was a murder house. The children were murdered there. There were children with disabilities there. And I assume they had been tormented and inspected and things. Completely healthy children were put straight into, were murdered right at the children's ward. They were murdered by injections. If there was a transport with children that arrived, in 2 or 3 days, there was room again. And these bunks that had been set up were taken away. I can remember that one child came, it only had one eye. It was completely normal, the child. As a kid, you know very clearly whether or not a child is normal or not. This child was given an injection, and it was in our sleeping room. And then the next morning, when I was helping the child to be washed, I held the bowl, the child was dying. It was all curled up like this. And the nurse wanted to wash its palm, but it made a sort of cracking sound, and she didn't do it. And in the evening, the child was gone.
I wonder if there were some children there, presumably because they were physical cripples. They had physical disability. And there were some there, like yourself, brought by the circumstances you described. Can you say any more about what you knew about how the other children who were neither with physical handicap nor connected with criminal activity, how they got there? How did you find that out?
One child was as old as me, roughly, and it had a lot of scars on its head. It was a girl. She had quite a small mouth, and it had all sort of been smaller. It was closed. And I said, "What happened to you?" And she said, "I had epileptic fits at home, and her face banged into an oven, and these were burns that she had, scars from burns, and this child was killed with us." It was perfectly normal apart from that.
Does any member of the jury have a question?
Can I ask a question, just because I misunderstand something? The fact that there were incorrect assessments of problems is quite irrelevant, isn't it? In other words, the killing of children, whether they are ill or not ill, is horrendously contemptuous. In other words, there seems to be, and I've heard before, the argument made that there was an incorrect assessment, but that seems to me to be quite irrelevant. Am I correct or incorrect? Am I unclear?
Yeah.
I think you're talking about this wrong diagnosis that I mentioned. I was sort of classified as an idiot, born as an idiot, and incapable of being educated, and this classification has remained with me. I have, in my book, said that I was never different and neglected and all of those things that they said.
That is horrendous, but it just seems to me that the act of brutality against children makes so secondary the correctness or incorrectness of diagnosis that the compelling point is the tendency to harm the children. The fact that they were diagnosed correctly or incorrectly seems to me to be a quite a secondary point. The violence against the children would seem to me to be the the compelling point. Am I correct?
Yes, you're right. I felt it on my own body. But we were considered people who are were simply not worthy, and unworthy people were not considered as having the right to live.
Please.
It's always horrible to have to differentiate here because the entire system was state Nazi terror. But in this selection, to use the Nazi word, this choice of people, was it linked to psychiatry in any way? Many of the things that you have said are quote-unquote physical disadvantages, if you like. What was specifically psychiatrist about this, or to do with psychiatry? A selection on the basis of psychiatry, I was seen to have taken on, through a sort of heredity, the criminal aspect of my parents, my sister as well. They were taken to a Catholic children's residential home, only because the Catholics were a little more careful. But in Saxony, Anhalt, for example, Saxony was very much in the hands of the Nazis. Thuringen, less so. My brother, at age 12, had to do forced labor, and the proceeds went to this Catholic home. My third brother was a smithy and carriage builder. He was the only one who had actually learned a trade, and he was treated very well by this Nazi that he worked with, and he voluntarily registered with the Weapons SS, and he had to have a health pass with him. There weren't allowed to be any people with mental health problems in his history, no Jews and no gypsies, and he then was allowed to go into the Weapons SS. Only my sister and I, because we stayed in Saxony-Anhalt, we were considered unworthy. At the age of 8, I was to be sterilized, it says in my file. And it also says that the child is not yet capable of reproduction, so there is time for this sterilization. And if I hadn't managed to leave by 11, at the age of 11, I would have been sterilized. But this way I managed to have a daughter, 2 grandchildren, and I have 3 great-grandchildren too. I'm 70.
Have you pursued, are you presently still officially listed as having a mental disability?
Also, ich kämpfe darum.
I am fighting at the moment to have these files not be seen as health files. I want to have these files myself. Then I would feel rehabilitated. So far I've had no success in doing this, but I try and go public whenever I can, and I know I'm going to achieve this. I'm not going to give up.
Please recall, members of the audience, that you are free to participate as well. So if you have questions, please raise your hand, and we'll put those questions to the witness as well. It may be that nobody wants further to elaborate the horror that has been presented by this testimony, something that is easy enough to understand. Yes, please.
I would like to know where this file is being kept. Who has your files? People who were gassed, these files are in the Federal Archive, and the files are always where the victim was last. Gas chamber, institute. Those who died in an institute or murdered there, their files are with these institutes. My file was taken out of the institute I was in and is in the main archive in Magdeburg and is read. And I just think it's unbelievable that my address, my name, are in this file. I just think this is unbelievable. And I'm not going to give up. It's a humiliation that I'm forced to go through here. We victims, I mean, there's protection of data. There's human dignity in the Constitution. These things are being violated here.
Let me make a request. I'm sorry to interrupt this important testimony with something so procedural. But since this is being audio broadcast, there is a veil of anonymity surrounding all of the speakers who have not, like myself, been on microphone a lot. So may I suggest, and this probably for the jury as well as for the audience, that if you would like to be identified, that you begin by giving your name each time you ask a question. And sorry, members of the jury, but you are equally invisible to the audience, so if you will do the same, then people will know who is saying what. There was a hand. Sir.
I'm afraid we cannot hear anything if people don't speak into microphones, because we are in a sealed booth. It has to be protected from destruction of some kind. I think it's, I can only hear a tiny bit.
Sir.
Only, I'm sorry, I can only hear fragments of what he's saying.
Sir, if you want to repeat what you said, would you go to a microphone? Because I'm afraid the interpreters could not hear you.
He didn't ask a question. He didn't ask a question.
Oh, he just made a statement.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I know that was
precisely... Es tut mir leid. Das war vielleicht genau, was Sie sagen wollten.
Wie geht's am Breakfast?
My name is Krämer. I'm horrified that you have not been given your own life story, your own files. I cannot understand that they are referring to the protection of data, protection of files. The same was done to me. I did something about the history of a Berlin hospital, and I came upon a forced laborer camp in which Russian POWs were obviously murdered, and I found out that in the registrar's office in Sosn there were files still on this, and I was refused access to these files. I spoke to the Brandenburg Protection of Data Commissioner, and he said unfortunately it wasn't possible to give me the files, that this would only be possible if relations to this person referred to it, wanted these papers exactly, but here it's not relations who want access, it's you yourself. And so I really think that everything has to be done to make sure that you get these files as fast as possible.
My name is Ron Leif, a member of the jury. Do you know whether these files are medical files or government political files that are non-medical?
The files are not medical. I wasn't treated. It just says that I steal like mad, like sweets. She wets her bed all the time, even though she's woken up. This is a lie. She beats other children for no reason. That's not true. It's a lie. I've never hit children with no reason. So it's just full of lies.
The department in which the files are kept, is that a medical facility or strictly political facility?
It's a murdering institute where many, many children were murdered. Behind this institute is the mass graves in the cemetery. I had to go there and stand there and look at where my friends were buried. And these murderers got the Federal Order of Merit.
How did you reveal the content of the files? You mentioned that you know what is written there. Did they leak it? I mean, did somebody tell you from the office? Or?
Mr. Hassel, member of the jury.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, sorry.
Ich wusste, dass eine Akte.
I knew that there was a file, because when I was brought to Urtspringe, I sat at a desk. There was a woman here, and she opened a file, and I saw my picture. So I knew there is a file, and I knew everyone who was there had a file, and this file was taken to Brandenburg. I saw files on this table, and after the fall of the wall, I got a copy of this file, and so it's only since then that I knew that I was classified as an idiot. I drove a taxi here, an idiot driving a taxi.
Are there other questions of this witness? On behalf of the accusation, and I'm sure speaking for the jury, I want to thank you for your testimony. It now being almost an hour after the time at which we were to take a break, subject to your wishes, Madam President, I would suggest we take an hour break at this point. We are adjourned for an hour.